On this episode of the Wealth Alchemist podcast, I have Danielle Bolton, the Illuminatrix, and we are talking about plant medicine and psychedelics. This is a deep dive, amazing, amazing, amazing podcast. If you are interested in using psychedelics or plant medicine of other varieties to be able to enhance your life, tap into the quantum fields. We talk about spiritual awakenings, the quantum grids, embodiment, microdosing. It is amazing, full of gold nuggets. So make sure you hop in and have a listen. Enjoy the show.
I am Carrie Norley, and I am the Wealth Alchemist and author of the international best-selling book, The New Wealth: Magnetize Abundance, Hold Your Wealth, and Leave a Legacy. I mentor, clear, and activate people into a new level of wealth. I also educate you about safe, stable, and constantly flowing ways to get into the cryptocurrency space through decentralized finance. I believe we can live a life of infinite joy, love, abundance, bliss, and peace. It is my passion to help you break through your blocks around growing your wealth and creating your dreams. This podcast is dedicated to sharing insights and tools that will make an actual difference in your life and help you increase your wealth in this new paradigm that we are living in. Welcome to the Wealth Alchemist Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Wealth Alchemist Podcast. My name is Carrie Norley, and today I have the exciting conversation that I am like, oh, I'm so ready for this conversation with a dear friend of mine, Danielle Bolton, who actually likes to go by Illuminatrix. And she and I met just over 2 years ago at a quantum healing certification in Costa Rica. And we've been in each other's field since then. And I have loved watching her work. And what really fascinates me, and I have been able to experience with her, is Danielle's work in the plant medicine / psychedelic space. And I think this is such an incredibly powerful conversation to have. Because it is an incredible medicine that is coming into the world right now. And it can be so helpful in shifting our relationship with so many things, including money and wealth. And so I'm really excited to have you here today, Danielle. Please welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Carrie. I'm honored to be here. I was so excited when you asked me. I love having these conversations. I love that it's okay and available to have these conversations now. These medicines and these realms and these worlds have been amazing and fruitful and magical for so long. And now, as of late, with all the movement of things happening in the psychedelic world, we can talk about these things now and bring this magic to so many more people through conversations like this. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. How about we just start with, because you've been doing this for almost 2 decades. So how did you get into this? What drew you onto this path? Because this is definitely like, I love talking to people, and so many people, if you've been listening to the show long enough, the people I speak to, like, they are in their they're in their purpose work, their soul work. And this is without a doubt your soul work. So what brought you onto this path?
Okay. Yeah. So definitely this is my soul work. Like you mentioned, I've been on the path of using mind expansion tools like psychedelics and plant medicines for over 2 decades, you know, since I was in my late teens, early 20s, I started exploring. And honestly, the way that I started was maybe the way a lot of us tried psychedelics for the first time. It was hanging out and partying with my friends, to be totally real about it. And I started having these really great times with my friends. I started feeling connected with my friends. I started feeling like more awake, more alive, like I understood things more. And I had this craving to go into these states of mind with my people more and more often. And in the beginning, I didn't understand that I was opening up into a spiritual awakening process. I really just thought I was having a good time with my friends. But as time started to go by, I started witnessing, you know, changes happening in me. I started witnessing my desire to connect to the people I was with more. I started witnessing my desire to connect with myself and understand myself more, and starting to also connect with the world around me and what I understand now as divine and spirit. And what I didn't know at the time was I was igniting my own spiritual awakening. And that was about, almost 20 years ago. And in that time in my life, I really didn't know what to do with that. And as many people feel that same sentiment when the spiritual awakening comes, we don't know what to do with it because it's all consuming. And all of a sudden you're realizing yourself and you have, no idea what's going on or who you are anymore or what you're supposed to be doing. And you're just in it, right?
Can you, before you move on, I want to actually have you highlight, because I think this is actually really important, because I imagine that right now with the chaos that's going on in this planet, I just don't even imagine, I know right now the chaos is going on in this planet. Part of the reason the chaos on the planet is for spiritual awakening, right?
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, I'm guessing that there's people who are listening to the show that are like, what the heck are you talking about? And what does that even mean? Like, what are symptoms or what are things that you would have gone through? Or what do that people go through as we go through? You know, both of us have been, I think, on many levels.
Yeah.
Not just one.
Yes. So spiritual awakening can look like pure chaos. It can look like all of a sudden you are in scrutiny of everything around you, yourself, your relationships, what you're doing for a job, how you're treating your body. It's almost like a light switch begins to turn on and you're starting to see things differently. Mm. You're starting to feel like a connection with things. And a lot of times there can be a revolt that happens because a spiritual awakening is going to bring chaos to your life on some level, because it's literally, if you were to imagine if someone was shaking you and awakening you up to a new level of consciousness. And I mean, we all know what it feels like when we're asleep, literally physically asleep, and somebody comes in and is like, hey, wake up. We're like, what the heck? What? I'm trying to sleep here. Don't bother me. I don't do mornings. This doesn't feel good to me. I'm still tired. Turn the light off. Literally, I want to stay in the dark so I can sleep a little longer. And I think it also has waves. I feel like sometimes you can feel like as sensitive and as tense, almost like you're going through like a bipolar situation where you're like feeling really high on life about things and understanding and feeling good and feeling connected, and then dropping really low and feeling like you don't know yourself anymore. You don't know your partner anymore. You hate your job now because you can't stand the politics behind what's going on in your workplace. It's just this complete chaos and confusion. And I think that like the pinpoint to describe, it's just the feeling of you're able to be in self-awareness. It's a self-awareness of the consciousness that's coming through. And so you can now begin to see everything, where you understand it or not, you're realizing yourself. It's like you're looking at yourself from the outside in and seeing who you are, the choices you're making, the things that you're thinking about, the things that you're doing, and you're analyzing all of it and questioning all of it and embracing some of it. But overall, it's just this like, whoa, what is happening? Who am I? How do I do this now? Type of feeling.
It's funny when you said realize, I actually was hearing and seeing real, E-Y-E-S, real eyes, realize.
Oh, I like that.
I like that insight in, right? And I think I love hearing, I always love hearing how other people would explain something that I would explain, right? What I think though, that I'd love to add to what you said is, it's like looking, you can actually almost like leave your body to look at your life through new eyes. And you can see things that you could never see before because you were so stuck in the darkness or so stuck in the muck. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, I don't really like what's going on. And you can like remove yourself from the situation and see it from an external perspective. And you can actually be quite, I think pragmatic would be the word around it. I think that's the right
word. Yes. I think that's a perfect word for that.
And so I know for me, when every time I go through these different shifts, it's like something like shakes. It is exactly what you're saying. Like shakes you up, goes, whoa, you're in places you don't want to be. You're doing things you don't like to do. Like you're not looking after yourself. You've got this thing going on over here, whatever it is. And then I think the place that changes things is that we can actually then remove ourselves from it to look at it and then ultimately take radical self-responsibility, right? Because I think otherwise then we just stay in this looping darkness crap.
100%.
We haven't actually had, like we've had the awakening, but then we haven't actually moved through it. And I think actually, on that note, I'd love to say, I would imagine at that point, using psychedelics is a really great tool.
Yes, it is. And I want to highlight three words that you said: self, radical acceptance, and responsibility. That's four words, but radical responsibility, like that's the key to navigating spiritual awakening. And radical responsibility to me means like utilizing the tools, finding out more information, getting real with yourself, and being in the process. And the spiritual awakening, although it gets soft sometimes, it keeps going forever. You'll often hear people say, I wish I could just go back to sleep, but you can't. Once you reach your new level of consciousness, once you awaken to a new layer, there is no going back. But I believe that that is the point of human evolution, of the human consciousness that we're here to do. It's to wake up so that we can go to the next level, or karmically exit out of here, or go to heaven, or whatever it is that your belief system is. But the point is to wake up here and then go to where we're going. And you are correct. Psychedelics, psychedelic medicine, plant medicine, for me personally, have been the greatest tool to assist my spiritual awakening. And although I utilize so many modalities of helpful things for somebody who's understanding their consciousness, plant medicine and psychedelics specifically are truly what has ushered me through. And that is where I found my medicine, and which has led me to the place to be able to give my gift of medicine to the world and help guide people and teach people how to responsibly utilize these tools and get the most out of their life experience. My company's called Elevated Experience, and that's one of them, about elevating your experience, helping you to get the most out of your experience. And we have these beautiful tools, so many of them found in nature, plant medicines that are literally designed by God, if you will, or whatever your word is for source, for us to change our consciousness. The word psychedelic is to have a change in consciousness.
Is that actually the definition?
That is like, if you, when you research the idea of psychedelic, it is to have a change in consciousness. When we hear the word psychedelic, a lot of times we think of like, you know, 1960s, early 70s, all those like, you know, hippies, peace and love, VW vans, that's like the psychedelic feel, but it is, has to do with the psyche. And it is, in my understanding, to have a change in consciousness. And how beautiful is that?
All right, here we go. Okay, I just looked up. We're in like, you know, in jam here. Etymology of psychedelic: occasionally psychedelic, producing expanded consciousness through heightened awareness and feeling. Yeah. In a letter, okay, so it says, in a scientific paper published, the Greek psyche is mind, make visible, reveal. There you go. And shine. How awesome.
How amazing. How amazing. And let's just think about how that strips the taboo right now away from the word psychedelic, because the word psychedelic for a lot of people makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, totally.
The word psychedelic means you're a hippie who's tripping LSD all day long.
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay? You even said the word, you help people do this responsibly. And I want to say, I think that if there's anybody who's actually listening to this right now, and this is calling you, it's because it's calling you, right? And I think as we're talking about spiritual awakenings, we talk about psychedelic work, it shows up on your path when you're ready for it, right? Like if you're at the beginning of an awakening and it's the first time you've ever like experienced any sort of spiritual work, you're probably not even hearing this right now anyway.
Probably not.
You're probably not drawn to this. You're probably not hearing this anyway. But then I think we get to the point where like this becomes, I know for me, it became such a call. And I know for me as well that, I'll share my experience that when I was growing up, I didn't do any of these, any psychedelic, any things like that. I was never drawn to it as a child in the party years of life. And it wasn't until almost 2 years ago, it was November, almost 2 years ago, a year and a half ago. God, is that it? Holy moly.
You had a lot of growth in that last year.
Right? Totally. That because of another sister of mine, a shamanic sister of mine who does plant medicine work and specifically psilocybin, that I did my first journeys with her. And it was specifically in circle. It was specifically in a ceremony. And I know that's how you work as well. And I know I've been in different plant medicines with you in different ceremony. And so I look at it specifically as this very responsible thing. Like I'm doing it for a purpose. I don't do it to go out and party. Not that there's anything wrong with it. But that's not my reason for using these medicines. It's like, it is medicine. It is something that opens my heart. And like the healings that I've had or the places I've gone, whether they've been enlightening, fun, joyful experiences or some of the darkest nights of my life, quite literally, right? Each one of them cracks us open to a new way of showing up in the world and shows us like how we can really experience a new way of being in our bodies and our souls and in experiencing a new way of heightened awareness that we never could have had before. And so that's personally like, and I think it's so, you know, there's so much about it out there right now, but I think it's really important that we can take responsibility for these. And again, having this as a radical responsibility, a radical self-acceptance piece, you know, for me, it's been a huge part of my journey that really has been part of the overcoming bipolar stuff, tendencies around bipolar things. And it's helped me to go journey into places I couldn't go otherwise and see things I wouldn't have normally not seen. So I love that you say that responsibly, because I think that is an important piece. And I think that it also brings an awareness to people that that does exist, right? Like we're not just using this to party. We're using this for a purpose, and you have an intention and you have work that you're doing with yourself as you go into any situation with these, or you can have, right?
Right.
So you can party if you want, but that's what we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
Business up front, party in the back.
Absolutely. So yeah. So responsibility, right? Your parents want you to be responsible because they want you to be safe. And when people feel safe, they are able to eliminate fear. And there is fear in the collective consciousness around plant medicine and psychedelic states. So being responsible, having guides, having research, having a safe situation, setting yourself up properly is going to make you feel safe. And then you won't be afraid. And then you can open up and not be in a place of contraction. And when you are able to open up to what is available to you, that's when you find your connection. That's when you find the magic. That's when you get the healing. When we stay contracted because we're in a fear space, we stay stuck. And the beautiful thing about plant medicine, psilocybin, for example, which is the psychedelic compound in magic mushrooms, that mushroom is a feminine nature. And it actually, what it does in your body is it dissolves barriers. So the barriers kind of dissipate, and then you feel your connection to everything, to your healing, to God, to the divine, to the other people in your life, and most importantly to yourself. And when you're open and available to yourself and you feel safe, everything can happen for you. That is our like true divine nature. Like babies, we're open and we're curious and we're happy and we want to discover. And when we're in that state, it's just bliss. And when the fear comes in or the scary things, we contract, or the trauma or the bad things that happen to us, we contract. And it's just this cycle of being human, opening and closing and opening and closing. And when we can use the plant medicines in a responsible way, we can be safe and we can open and begin to receive all that we desire and everything that is meant to come to us.
So true. And it, to me, it really was for me, I don't know that I would have done this if I wasn't held in sacred space. It did have a fear for me to go into it. I'd heard, you know, as you know, like there's good things and there's, you have good trips, you have bad trips. I didn't want to end up in somewhere and not know what I was doing and be totally responsible about it. It wasn't, you know, so I think that that's, you know, it's such a beautiful thing that people like you are out here holding space for this now as well. Now, I want to also be really clear as well, because I know that you work with plant medicine. It's not just psychedelics. And so I would love for you to explain what is plant medicine for you. And then, then we'll go from there.
Okay. Yeah. So I work with all of the mind altering tools. The word entheogen is a word that best describes the field of work that I work in. And the word entheogen was created to describe when you use ceremonial or plant substances to literally connect with the divine within. Okay. To generate the divine within. And so within that, you have your plant medicines, you have your psychedelics. There are some other mind altering tools that can be encompassed in that same field, like LSD, which is a chemical compound. But all of these substances are used to generate a change or a transformation in your body and in your psyche to take you into an altered state. So to be clear, I do work in the field of many different things, but plant medicine specifically is something that's going to be completely natural. It's not going to have a synthesized chemical compound to it. It's not going to be synthetic in any way. And there are many, many plant medicines, and plant medicines, that word covers the medicines that are psychedelic, that are hallucinogenic, and the ones that are not. They're plant medicines are herbs. Mm-hmm. Plant medicines are flower essences. Plant medicine is cannabis. Plant medicine is psilocybin. Plant medicine is ayahuasca. Now, within all of those things, all of those different types, some of them are psychedelic. Some of them are hallucinogenic, which means you're going to actually have a change in your physical reality, where your perception and vision and your relation to the earth is going to be a little bit altered and different and trippy. And, you know, when you get that idea of like the hallucinogenic place, some of them are going to have that. And some of them are going to work very subtly in your body. The more, not the more natural, but basically just the non-psychedelic medicines. For example, I work with a medicine called Bobinsana, which you're familiar with, Carrie. And it is a heart opener. It works specifically to connect you into your heart, works on deep emotions, heavy emotions, connects you to your self-love, connects you to other people, and works specifically in the area of grief or heavy emotions that you have held in your heart. And this is an amazing plant medicine because it is so profound and it creates such dramatic shift in your experience of life, yet it is so subtle in your body that you don't actually feel it.
It's like, I'm sitting here going like, do I want to share the story or do I not?
I mean, it's a pretty magical, it's pretty magical medicine. And it's, I love that medicine particularly because it's a great example of how you can radically shift. Yes. Amen. Shift your life without having to take a crazy psychedelic trip.
Right. I loved, and I want to say, because when did we do Bobinsana together? Just about 6 weeks ago? Has it been like that short?
Yeah, but it's been like that short of a time. Yeah, we started on Easter, early April. So about 2 months, really? Almost 2 months. Yeah.
Okay. So yep. just as I will share my experience, because I think it's important.
Please do.
Other people can hear. I'll share some of my experience anyway. So okay. Danielle led a 12-day Bobinsana ceremony. It was online. And the thing that I loved so much, and I love that this is a part of a conversation that's actually, we're talking about psychedelics too, because it's not psychedelic in any way, shape, or form. And for me, I loved the fact that it was so gentle. Danielle said to us, she's like, it's so gentle, you guys, that you won't feel it. And you're going to wonder what's going on. And then things are going to start to change. And you're going to be like, do you believe it? And it's actually in the subtle not feelings that you're going to have the shifts and changes. And I remember feeling for the first time in my life, just in those 12 days, like just that 12 days in and of itself was quite transformational for me. What has happened? Like I said, I can't even believe it's only been 6 weeks. Like that is like mind-blowingly crazy. But I remember even then thinking, wow, I can't remember ever feeling this level of peace in my body. And for somebody, again, remembering as I speak this, that like the journey that I've been on the last year and a half has been overcoming bipolar tendencies. And so for me not to be running these like extremes has been the path that I've been working towards, right? And to find this inner peace, because when you're always running to extremes, like it's chaos inside your body. And inside my body, it has been. And I'd say most people who've had this experience of life will also say it's chaos and it's hard to settle. And all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, like I have stillness. And I could sit in this stillness and just feel nothingness. And I was like, wow, this is profound medicine. And then every day I'd show up for Danielle and she's like, what happened today, Carrie? Something new. And we even got to the point where So you guys all know who's listening that I've been doing neurofeedback for a while. Those of you who don't know who are chiming in, neurofeedback is brain reprogramming. And so every week I go in and they can do measurements on my brain to see where the different brain waves are and different states of my mind are. And I had been doing for 3 months. And while we were in this process, I'd been doing trauma work in my brain, which meant that they were triggering off trauma site. And they also were working my limbic system so that as we triggered trauma, my emotional center, which is my limbic system, could process the trauma. Now, when it first started, I was having like intense, like traumatic visions and things, but eventually it just kind of just became like the brain and the body were doing its thing. And I got into Bobansana and I had been going like, so when I started this process, it was like, I was at the lowest that I'd hit on the scale was at like above 80. They want you to be in an ideal, perfect world under 30. And so obviously I was definitely off the charts, not functioning in my limbic system. My emotions were going nuts. And so, I'd gotten down to like just above 70 and then we'd sit in there for a while. And then I did Bobansana. And I remember saying to Danielle, I put the post into the group and I was like, you won't freaking believe it. In the last week, we've been struggling. But since Bobansana, my thing just dropped again to 60. Now, I haven't told you this. I don't know if I've told you this. Maybe I have. I don't know if I have yet. So then, holy moly, I can't believe I'm going to tell this story for you, Danielle. Okay. So then I feel like it's really important to share, right? Cause
I do. Yeah. It's very important.
Okay. Am I really going to do this? Okay. So then, in the process, I had this intuitive knowing that I was supposed to talk to my therapist about past abusive relationships with men, period, across the board. And I've had many, and I'm sure if you're a woman in your life, you've probably had them too. Some point in life. Unfortunately, I mean, I laugh, but unfortunately I don't know anyone who hasn't.
It's a reality.
If you haven't, celebrate yourself because somehow you managed to get through unscathed, right? And vice versa, men too, right? We've all dealt with traumatic situations in life. And so all of a sudden I was like, I need to go and deal with this. And I haven't, like, in all the years I've done therapies, I've done like all sorts of stuff and group works and these things, but I'd never really brought it to like therapy in years. And I remember sitting crying with my therapist for an hour straight as I processed the unprocessed trauma that I'd been through in these different relationships and made it. And I work with a family constellation therapist. So we made like a whole new scene that made me feel safe. So by the end of the situation, I was like, I found safety. And lo and behold, so that was like, oh my God, then we did the holy mother trucker. And the next day you took us to this amazing journey. Fuck, that was so beautiful, Danielle. And
thank
she
you.
Basically became the other person in a conversation for us. She channeled another person in a conversation for some of us. And the conversation that she channeled with me was myself. And she became myself for me in a conversation. It was one of the most profound things I've ever been through. And I still, by the way, hug myself to sleep every night. I still hug myself in the morning. But it was really, really beautiful to be able to experience like what was going on, like from myself, like how am I not loving myself? Where am I not showing up for myself? And like you became this voice in my head. And then from there, oh, fuck, am I really gonna say this on air? Mm-hmm. By the way, you
yes, you are. Face.
So then I ended up reaching out to, a very long story short, my ex who was an emotionally abusive relationship. And it ended really badly on my part. We all have our ways of hurting, right? And I reached out to him. And in the last 2 weeks, we have gone through some of the most profound healing I have ever experienced. Because when you can look somebody in the eye and say, I'm sorry, both people, and explain what happened from your perspective, again, from this outside, right? Like it's 17 years later. Mm-hmm. We're not like mm-hmm. triggered by this stuff now. We've both done enough work on ourselves to be like, I'm not pissed at you anymore, right? And to be able to look at each other and figure out, like for me, it's been a journey of figuring out like what went so wrong in that relationship that created all of that on both of our parts, right? Because it takes two to take anything. Mm-hmm. And then how am I still showing up in there? How can I love myself through that? And then to actually have like, I mean, most people don't get to look at that person in the eye and have true forgiveness. Mm-mm. Most people will never do that. Because they're not in touch with them, because we don't have the courage, because they're too afraid, because all the reasons that are fully justified reasons. And so I fully know there is like every reason because of Bobinsana, right? Because Bobinsana, mm-hmm. you mentioned, is like a beautiful heart opening experience. And then this is the part that I made me tell a story was because with my brain, I don't know if I told you this. Did I tell you what happened?
Honestly, Carrie has had so many amazing things happen for her that I'm not sure if she told me this part because it's been nonstop. Guess what happened? This happened. Oh my God, this happened situations.
So then I went into brain. So after I started telling him and I did the, like, after we started doing this work around the forgiveness piece, it just started with like a message to him that said, I forgive you. That was it. Like, it was that simple. I forgive you. And then he responded back with, I probably should have said it years ago, but I forgave you years ago. Right. And that was it. Like, it was this really simple thing, but then it kept going. Right. But that was on a Monday. Wednesday, I had my brain and I got into brain and she's like, and I'm telling her what's going on. And she said, and my brain therapist says at the end of it, she's like, Carrie, what do you think happened to your brain? I was like, I don't know. What happened? She's like, I sat here in shock as I watched it drop. And drop and drop and drop. And it hit 41. She's like, I haven't seen anyone that low in the clinic. And I was like, holy mother trucker, right?
Yep.
Because healing. And I think this is so powerful to share here because, you know, it's so easy for us to say, oh yeah, it's just this thing that we think is happening. Or it's, oh yeah, this is like, I feel different. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But like on a very scientific level, right? Like, I mean, we're monitoring my brain waves, very scientific level, we watched what happened because I started at one place, took the Bobinsana, my heart opened up, I did the work. Now it's like, again, this radical self-responsibility, right? Because not mm-hmm. everybody would have had the freaking courage to say, I forgive you.
Right. Yes.
Or reach out in the first place and then go.
Yes.
And then go. And so I think it's like really important to speak to that because it's because of the radical self-responsibility that goes along with the medicine that I am having profound shifts in my life, in the love that I have for myself, and also like literally in my brain and in my physical body, I'm not being run by emotions so much, which is like heaven. Just a quick break from the show to let you in on a new, exciting, and free training for you. You have been asking, and so I am delivering. I am going to be running a free 5-day Intro to Crypto live experience. Do you want to know how to get your first coins in crypto? Has the thought of educating yourself to learn the tech to do this been a stopping point for you? If so, I'm doing a free 5-day Intro to Crypto live training that will show you how to buy your first coins. It's time to stop making excuses. I want to make this as easy as possible for you. Hey, I'm not a tech person and I can do this. And if I can do this, so can you. Not only that, but I'm teaching my 8- and 12-year-old how to do this. So if I can teach them, then I can definitely show you. If this intrigues you, come and join me for free at www.carrienorley.com/crypto-intro. Again, that's carrienorley.com/crypto-intro. I look forward to seeing you there and celebrating you as you take your first steps into the wonderful world of crypto. And now back to the show.
I have celebrated and like cried over this story and just sat with the biggest like SHIT eating grin there ever was listening to you go through this process. And what you're talking about the radical responsibility, this is what I believe the most important pieces and really the most important takeaway for people to understand about using plant medicine and psychedelic therapies. So the radical responsibility is tied in with the process of integration. So what Carrie is describing is the process that she went through where she utilized the medicine. She worked with intention to understand the medicine on different layers, specifically by working in this situation by me with a guide. Mind you, I don't need to be the guide to do this, but working with someone who helps you to understand how to use the medicine, ways that you can understand it, ways that you can bring it into your life. And that's when the integration starts. So the things that we talked about when we were in ceremony together, the things that we processed through, the ideas that were brought in conjunction with the medicine, Carrie was able to integrate this healing into her life by taking these concepts and these things that she realized and actually going into her real life and sending a message to her ex, simply saying, I forgive you, and then starting this domino effect of what happened. And that's the process of integration. And integration is very confusing for people. And this is where people get in this, I like to term it as the codependency loop with healing. So a lot of times people want the thing, the therapist, the medicine, the healer to heal them. And there is not anything or anybody, in my opinion, that can heal you. There are people who are magical, that are trained, that are smart, that are gifted, that know how to set ceremonial space and tools that can create a space in your life and in your body and your psyche for you to heal yourself. But if you go into these spaces, if you go take the medicine, if you decide that you're gonna go drink ayahuasca in Peru and have this incredible, you know, experience and ceremony and meet the medicine people that you're traveling with and have all these realizations, but then you come back home to your life and you don't do anything with it. You don't take those messages. You don't take that wisdom that you gained. You don't remember that feeling that you attuned to in your body and bring it into your daily life. You're going to get into a loop where all of a sudden you feel like, uh-oh, I have to go sit ceremony again. And this is where this codependency loop happens and people sit ceremony again and again and again and again. And it almost in some circles can become like a badge of honor. You'll hear somebody say, oh, I've set ceremony 100 times, which is amazing. And what are you doing with that medicine that's actually integrated it into your life so that you can find the person that you're looking for within yourself and you can find your magic and you can heal yourself and then be able to externally heal the world, the people in your life, the relationships you have, and just humanity as a whole.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, okay. So there's a couple things I want to talk about.
Okay.
When we look at all of these, actually, I'll ask you the question that you were talking to me about before we got on the show. You were talking about how you have been able to use some of these psychedelic states to go into this quantum grid. Mm-hmm. So yes. How about you share what that is and how that looks like? And first of all, talk about the quantum, because, you know, I talk about it, but, you know, like I said, like there's always amazing different ways to share the message.
Yes, absolutely. So I really started getting into the science behind and the study of quantum field, quantum healing, actually when you and I met, Carrie, and we went and we did our quantum healing certification down in Costa Rica. That's when it really came online for me. Although what I didn't realize and what I didn't know was that I had been studying the quantum field and working with the quantum field and playing with the quantum field for a very long time, actually almost 2 decades, because my work and my understanding, my connection to the quantum field began when I found the quantum field essentially through my psychedelic experiences, specifically with LSD and psilocybin. And so there is this place that is revealed to you when you work. Let's just talk about psilocybin specifically, because that's one of the plant medicines that so many people are seeking right now for its amazing effects on depression and anxiety and whatnot. It's psilocybin is all the rage these days. And so there is this place that you can go when you go deep into a psychedelic state, when you're actually having a hallucinogenic experience where you're seeing visuals. And like I mentioned before, psilocybin is of the feminine consciousness. And what it does is it it breaks down the barriers for you, the barriers that you have built within yourself, thinking that you are separate or that you are alone or that you are not connected to everything. And in this state, you start to understand that you're connected very much to yourself, but you're connected to nature. You're connected to the animals. You're connected to the trees. You're connected to God. You're connected to the people in your life. And you start to understand that there is this grid of energy, essentially, that is connecting everything. Mm. And in some psychedelic states, you can actually begin to see the grid. And it's almost like if you were to have tons of waves of energy or of electricity floating everywhere, and they're kind of woven together. So it looks like this woven grid almost. And you start to realize that all of these lines of electricity and energy come from you, and they connect to the trees and they connect to the animals. And it's this living, breathing, alive entity, if you will. And you start to feel really good knowing that. That's where you start to feel really connected to the people that you're with. That's where you fall in love with nature so much. That's where you just, you start to feel the divine, and you go into these very typical psychedelic states where I believe the term, you know, the kind of hippie verbiage, we are all one, man, like peace and love comes from, right? Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. You could actually see that we are all one in the sense that we're all connected. So there's that. And throughout my years of research and experience, and then when my like knowledge, scientific knowledge of the quantum field started to come online, I realized that the grid is actually the quantum field. Okay. And the way that I understand the science behind the quantum field, and I know there's a lot of talk about the quantum field and everybody has kind of their own understanding, but my understanding is we are here in the center point as ourselves, and the quantum field is everywhere around us, everything that is around us, everything that we know, everything that we don't know, things that we can see, things that we can't see, things that we desire, whatever it is, it all exists in the quantum field. And your ability to connect with what you desire in the quantum field depends on how clear your channel, how clear the energy wave is between you and whatever it is that you're desiring to connect with in the quantum field. And so Carrie and I know this very well because we work with a specific energy medicine where we actually go in and we do protocols and we take people through experiences where we work on that connection. We work to make sure that there's not any blips in the energy line, that there's not any knots, that there are not heavy things that you can develop in your life along the journey of your life that keep you from connecting to the things in the quantum field. And so the idea is everybody is connected to everything. Everything is available to everyone. But we all know that some things are easier for some people and harder for others. For example, let's talk about money for a second, since that's the vibe of this podcast, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So everyone knows that $1 million exists, right? So here it is. Here's $1 million out in the quantum field. We can see it. It's shiny. It's bright. It says $1 million. It's lighting up like a neon sign. We know it exists. And we know that some people don't really have a hard time connecting to $1 million. There are a lot of millionaires out there, right? There are more and more millionaires realizing themselves at a more rapid rate than ever before. More and more people are having their $1 million years or their $1 million ideas or their $1 million months, whatever it is. And so it's out there and it exists. And for some people, they're able to see it and to know it and to feel it and to connect with it, and it comes to them. And for some people, they see $1 million and they can't even identify with it, right? It's so far out there. It's such a big number. It's such a huge concept. And they can't even imagine how they would ever have $1 million if they tried. And then there's some people that do understand it and they desire it and they want it and they feel like they should have it and they try and they cannot quite grasp it. Mm. And I believe that the process of this, it kind of all depends on what's going on in your energy line between you and the quantum field, how many knots you have, how many limiting beliefs you have, how many patterns were passed down to you from your parents, or how many things messed you up in your mind or your belief system or your self-worth from something somebody said to you when you were 8 years old or whatever. We get all these little marks along the way and we can be really tight and not have a smooth connection. And so this process of connecting to the quantum field, it's an advanced concept for the mind, and it can be hard for people to understand. It can be hard for people to understand their relation to these ideas or these things that they desire, especially when they have a hard time bringing them to them, to receiving them, right?
So far away.
Yeah, it's like, what even the quantum field? This is very like, is that science? This is very advanced. My brain doesn't work like that, right? So it can be challenging for people. So this is where exploration with psychedelic medicine can come in and be an incredible tool for you to understand your connection to the quantum field and for you to literally see and feel how everything is actually truly connected with you and how easy it can be to actually manifest or align with or connect with what you desire. And this is where the grid comes in. So when you go into the psychedelic states, right, these heightened psychedelic states, especially with psilocybin, and you can tap into the field of the grid, you can literally start to feel your connection, because what the psilocybin does in your body is it opens up your senses. It's a sensory experience. You get heightened hearing, heightened taste, heightened smell, heightened sight, heightened touch. And so you start to be able to feel, oh, wow, I'm connected with that tree there. Oh, wow, I'm connected with this air. Oh, wow, I'm connected with this person. Oh, wow, I'm connected with God. And you start to feel this grid, and you can literally like attach to it and know it, because as we all know, one of the greatest secrets to manifesting is being able to feel it inside your body, right? Like you can think it, you can decide it, you can dream it, but until you can literally feel what it feels like to be that next version of yourself, or feel what it feels like, the embodiment, right? What it feels like to have that $1 million, it's going to be hard for you to connect. And when you can see that visual like representation in the actual grid and you can see your connection, the barriers dissolve. It makes it that much easier to understand that you are already connected. It is already available to you. It is already yours, whatever you're desiring. You are already a match for it, because you're a match for anything that you desire. You are already connected to anything you desire. It's just a matter of understanding that, feeling it, sometimes doing some work, sometimes doing a lot of work to dissolve some of the things that are also keeping you from it. But knowing that connection that you can receive through the grid is going to get you to where you want to go that much faster. And your understanding of what's available to you will just pop and open up to you. And it'll just be like, ah, oh my God, I am everything. Everything is me. There is no barrier. I can have it all. I can be all. I can receive all. I am in this. I am connected. If that makes sense.
That is so amazing. I'm like, I'm hearing it going, yeah. I mean, I just feel it here right now. Like, I'm like, yes. Yes.
Take me to the grid.
But like, just even that knowing, right? That knowing is here for us, whether you take psychedelics or not, right? That knowing, connection, that experience of life is here for us, whether we have a psychedelic trip or not, whether you have any plant medicine or not. I love though, like, I mean, like my whole body is like, oh, I can't wait. Because I totally agree with you. Like, I think, and I say this, in the manifestation process, the piece that is often missing for people is the embodiment, right? Like everybody,
100
people live with their head in their clouds and they dream. But the second we have to take it down to the earth is where it's really challenging, from whether it's reaching out to the person and having the conversation, going and doing the Facebook Live, getting on the podcast, literally doing the physical aspect that we have to do in our life, or whether it's the experience of it in our bodies. And I know when I signed up to do my quantum flow certification, Wampat actually said to me, Carrie, this is your last piece. And it was so true, because I like lived so much in my head and in the manifestation and the visualization and all this stuff. But it's like, we have so much trapped stuff in our physical body, right? Mm-hmm. And I think also like psychedelics are so amazing for this piece too, like to shed stuff from within our body. Because as you said, like there's I don't know if the word you use was not. So like those bumps in our grids or whatever on the path, right? That they're out there. They are also within ourselves, as is without is within, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So when we have this blockages in our body, in our physical body, then we don't have the space to allow the flow of the currency of our life to move through
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
And so these experiences can really help to open the body, open the field,
yes.
and allow us to truly deeply connect in with the embodiment of all that we desire. And then when we embody exactly. what we desire, when we can really, and it's not even like a matter of a false feeling. It's like, it just is, it's just who you are. It like literally becomes who you are. And then all of a sudden, everything is there for you because you are it. But until that point, it's like you're always putting it outside of yourself going, oh, over there someday, sometime soon, one day out there with a whole lot of shit in the way, that might yes. happen. But I don't really believe it because I can't actually even live in it yet.
Yep, 100%. And I think it's important to reiterate something that you said. Everyone has the ability to connect to everything. The quantum field exists and it is available to everyone. And you absolutely can live a magical, very fruitful, very abundant, having all your desires life without ever going down the path of plant medicine, without ever trying psychedelics. However, plant medicine and psychedelics are literally like a cheat sheet from God. It's literally like something that was grown from nature that is here like, hey, try this. I made this for you and you can try it. And it's going to maybe like play with your psyche a little bit. And you're going to feel very connected once you do connect with it, you know, and that's just so cool. And so I think it's important for people to know that, again, yes, plant medicine is not necessary and it can be such a magical tool if you yeah. decide to utilize it.
I was going to say on that, like the thing that I'm just sitting here processing as you're saying that is like, since Bobinsana, I'm like, even Bobinsana showing up in my life, to be honest, right? Like the beginning of this year, like this whole year has been such a deepening into surrender, right? Because I think these plant medicines, and I was saying to you, like whoever's listening to this, you're only listening to this because you're probably ready. Right. Like,
especially if you're ready, still listening,
if you're yeah. still listening here, right? Like, if you're not ready for this, you probably didn't get attracted to this message in the first place. Right. And so that's part of the surrender, like listening to the medicine call you, right.
Yep.
Listening to whether if it's a psychedelic or not, whether it's just taking a herb from like a herbalist. Right.
Yes.
And so for me, like the things that are unfolding since really diving into plant medicine, I can't make this shit up. Like what has happened? I mean, like even Danielle, like my glasses broke. I think right when we finished Bobinsana, my glasses split in two. These are brand new. I got them this week. I was like, really? I couldn't see. Like I haven't made it head glasses for 3 weeks, like 4 weeks. And I'm like, even that shit, you're like, really? Of course. I had to not be able to see things so that at the end of like, oh, now I'm going to go and have all this forgiveness. Now look what I can see. Something new. You can't make it up, right?
No.
Like the amount of things that like drop into your field for you to deal with, whether it's good, bad, in between, that are all just like, okay, surrender. Okay. So thank you. I guess I'm not seeing for a while. Got it. I guess I had to have some interesting times. I mean, like I can totally see, like I was functioning. I'm not an unfunctioning human being without glasses, but like it's all the little things. And I think it really drops us deeper. It was like, I'm supposed to reach out to the ex, then I'm supposed to write something, then I'm supposed to. And like everything that then unfolds, it's like, I just kept saying throughout this whole process, like, I really understand surrender, but I understand surrender at a far, like, it's not even understanding. It's like, fuck it. There is nothing else but being in this present moment and surrendering to the will of God right now, because you cannot fucking plan this any better yourself.
No, exactly.
And when you start to use plant medicine, I think that it opens you up to a deeper level of surrender. And when we're in those places of surrender, life, and I did a podcast actually recording on this yesterday, so I don't know when it'll be out. Amongst all of yours or mine, it'll be somewhere around this podcast, around surrender. and saying like, you can't make it up. And mm-hmm. you just get to like, the more that you go into it, the more easeful life becomes, but it doesn't make mm-hmm. it easy. Mm-mm. Right. Because right. like, I had to do tough stuff.
Right.
Tough stuff. Like it's not comfortable to do the things I've done. Mm-mm. Right. It's like, every day I'm like, okay, well, you're going to guide me here. And then this next thing's going to open. And then this next thing's going to open. And the thing that came out of all of this so far is like, I love myself so much freaking more than I've ever loved myself in my life. Right. So here I'm talking Amen. To you about like, thank you, exes. Right. And we can take this, and I want to make really clear about it. Cause like, we can take this into like, oh, well, you know, it's love for somebody else. And I'm like, no, actually what it's done is make me love myself so much more.
Yes.
You know, right. like it's not about somebody else. Like the journey was never about the other person.
Right. Absolutely. It is all, it's all for you. Everything I believe exists as a mirror in your experience, not from a selfish point, not like it's all about you, but it is all about you. And, you know, that plant medicine is our ally. Plants are our allies, right? We all know that. Plants help us breathe oxygen. Plants, if you drink green juice, you're going to be healthy. Like, plants are our allies. And it's just like, we talked a little bit, I think I gave the reference with the Boban Sauna. It's like, the Boban Sauna is like having a little best friend inside your heart to like be with you through the things, and being able to have that ally with you created peace. It created confidence. It created the warrior. It created the person who was able to go forward and write the X in this situation, and to open yourself up to that space because you felt supported inside. You felt comfortable with yourself. You felt like you could, that there wasn't anything that you couldn't do in honor of your healing or in honor of opening up to the life experience that's being presented to you in all ways. And is everybody going to be able to reach out and contact their ex and come to a good place? No,
nope.
Not everybody's going to be that, but that's a huge testament to your commitment to the work, to your commitment to yourself, to your commitment to your integration. And, you know, even if, let's say, you reached out to your ex in this particular situation, and let's say the response was not what you got, the process that you're doing for yourself is what matters anyways. And right. so for somebody out there who's listening, like, well, I have these traumas and I have these hard things. Could plant medicine help me heal this? Could plant medicine help me mend something with my ex? No, not necessarily, but absolutely can help you mend something within your yourself.
Yeah.
And that's it. At the end of the day,
that's all we
can do. That's it. It's you. It's you with your heart and your life, and it's for you at the end of the day. And you have 100% control over that.
Yes. Okay. So I have one last question. Well, maybe two okay. more. One okay. more concept. I'm like, I'm looking at time going, I'm going to go over the time that I normally do for podcasts, but
okay.
I just know that this is like, I want to bring this. Okay. One of the things, speaking of psilocybin and the things that are all the rage right now, microdosing.
Yes.
So okay. I'd love for you to have like, you know, I know, like I said, we're going. And I'm like, I'm aware of time. But I'd love for you to just kind of drop into like, what does it look like to use microdosing now? And how is that different from, right? Because yes. microdosing, when we do it, doesn't mean that you go into psychedelic experiences. And
it's very different. Helping.
It's very different and it's very helpful for people. So please.
Yes. So microdosing, I was never a microdoser personally in my life. I only really embraced microdosing more on the recent ends of my adventures. And microdosing is something that feels very safe to people. It is a very great place to start. If you're brand new to plant medicine, if you're curious, if you want to add something into your physical environment that's going to help turn you on, like almost like the light switch turns on, microdosing is the way to go. Microdosing just has nothing but therapeutic benefits. It can help you increase your
serotonin. What does it mean? What does it mean to microdose, by the way?
Yes. So microdose is when you literally take a microdose of something. So for example, if we're speaking about psilocybin, a regular dose of psilocybin that you would take if you wanted to have a psychedelic trip type of venture, like a more full adventure, you would take somewhere between 1 gram and 2 grams. A microdose is going to be 0.1 gram or 0.2 grams. So you're looking at anywhere from a 10th to a 20th amount of what you would take for a normal dose. So when you take it into your system, it's going to be adaptogenic in nature. You're going to have it working with you. It's going to be an addition to your system, but it's not going to change your system. So you're not going to feel psychedelic. You're not going to feel trippy. You're not going to see anything. You're going to be fully functioning. You're going to be, in most cases, highly functioning. And this is one of the reasons why people get into microdosing, because it can help with your creativity. It can help with your productivity. It can help you to be able to focus. It can help dissolve a little bit of the barriers that are keeping you locked out or blocked from things that you're trying to do or places where you're trying to be. It's the best way for me to describe it is literally turning the light switch on. And when you use it over time, your body's going to get into symbiosis with the medicine, and it's just going to be an addition to your life. It's not something that is addictive, although it is something that you can build up a tolerance or a resistance to. So it is important, if you're going to microdose, that you're educated on a protocol to use. It's not advisable to just start microdosing every day from here on out. Some people do, of course, but it's not the best way. This is not about creating a dependency. This isn't about, you know, having something that you need in your life. It's about adding something to your life. And so when I work with clients, for example, I like to utilize a 4-day on, 3-day off protocol. And so for 4 days, you'll take a small microdosing amount of the psilocybin, and you allow your body to kind of build and work with the medicine for those 4 days. And then you take a 3-day break. And a protocol like this, I think, is best facilitated for a few weeks, like maybe 4 to 5 weeks. And then you want to take a break for a little while, just a couple weeks. And, you know, if you go out and do research on microdosing, there's endless information out there, and you're going to see different protocols. And there is no wrong or right with the protocols. You can do 1 day on, 1 day off. But the main thing is you want to make sure you're taking a break so that you don't create a dependency. And so that you really maintain this healthy relationship with the medicine, and not something that's going to put you in a mindset of like an addictive behavior.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And microdosing, people ask me all the time, is it safe? I truly believe that it is safe, because it doesn't impair you. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't create an addictive pattern. It doesn't do anything that's going to radically change your environment. It's not unsafe to people around you. You know, I have a program going right now where I'm taking women through a 5-week microdosing protocol. I have moms in there. Moms are asking me, oh, is this okay? Am I going to be okay with my children? Absolutely. And most likely, you're going to be able to be more open to your children as you're working with them, as long as you're being safe and responsible. Again, always going back to being safe and responsible, having somebody that you can consult with, knowing where you're getting your medicine from. You know, those are things that you'll have to navigate and know for yourself, but being responsible, paying attention to what you're doing, being prepared, and just going into it from a place of like, this is something I'm doing to better my life. This is not something I'm doing to tune out or to check out or to avoid or to separate myself. You're going into this because you want to tune in and connect yourself with everything and everyone that's available to you.
Aho.
Aho.
All right. So I think we have ticked off a lot.
Okay.
Tell me, is there anything you would like to leave like as a wrap up for everybody?
Yes. I want everyone to always remember that you are amazing and perfect as you are. And your life is beautiful, and you can expand and extend your life and take your life to any level that you desire. And it is your birthright. And it is up to you if you decide that you want to utilize these tools. Please know that they're available to you. Please know that they want to have symbiosis with you. Please know that you can take your life to such incredible places if you desire to take this path. And remember to be responsible. Remember to be intentional. Remember to find a good guide. And remember at the end of the day that with all the intention and all of the like focus on healing, and expansion and, you know, fixing things that sometimes we go with and lead with when we're seeking things. Remember at the end of the day also to have fun and to be in pleasure and to connect to your childlike wonder and to like utilize the beauty of these experiences as well, just for being just in your amazing human self at the core of it all.
I love that you finish that with pleasure. And I think that's ultimately like, you know, it's a sad reality that most people don't allow ourselves to actually have pleasure. And at the end of the day, the more that I do this work, the more that I work the quantum, the more that I use different medicines, the everything, the more pleasure that I have in my body and the more pleasure that I have in life. And I think that, you know, if we could all, I'm going to say my finishing would be if we could all just allow ourselves to lead with pleasure. Like, does this feel good? And not in a way, of, like you said, like not in a way of like an addiction, I need this, da da da. But like, is what I'm doing in my life feeling good?
Yeah. Like, right.
But if it's not, like, you know, and I think this is that, you know, if we come right back to spiritual awakening, if it's not, wake up. If it's not feeling good, if you look around your life and you think, wow, I actually don't really like where I'm sitting, then welcome to your awakening. Here's some tools you might like.
Yeah.
Be willing to have, I think the one of the biggest things that I can say is be willing to have the courage. You know, I think to walk this path is to walk a courageous path. And I honor all people who are on it, who are stepping onto it, to have the courage to take that radical self-responsibility and create a life of pleasure and love, you know. And when I look at my book, The New Wealth, that's what it's all about. It's like all about my entire experience of my work is like, how do we go to this place of the new earth or the new wealth from my languaging, where we have infinite abundance, infinite flow, infinite love, peace, joy, and bliss, because it exists here in this reality. It's just that we have been conditioned for so freaking long that it has to be hard and horrible and miserable and fear-based and guilt and shame. And it's like, but it actually doesn't. And when you choose to tap into this quantum grid, right? When we choose to tap into the quantum grid, we can realize if we release all of those conditions, which is not like an overnight short path.
It is not. You're right.
We've spent a lot of time, a lot of centuries being conditioned to think otherwise. But it's the work, it's the awakening, not just for, you know, and I think not just for, let me say it this way, it's the awakening for us to be able to ascend as a planet, but it starts with each one of us.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
So Danielle, how do they find you if they want to reach out and chat with you and experience you?
I'm on the social medias. My primary space is in the Instagram, but I'm on Instagram and Facebook. You can find me at The Illuminatrix. And I offer different programs, different protocols every so often. I work with groups. I work with private clients. I work with men. I work with women. I host in-person ceremonies, big and small. And there's a lot of amazing things coming this summer. So find me, let's connect, and let's do what we can to help you to be able to realize yourself.
Yay.
All right. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Thank you for being on the show. This has been amazing. I love you.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you love what you heard, please help us get this message out to more people, because together we rise. Please review it, subscribe to the show, and share on social media. When you share, please tag me. On Insta, I'm at Carrie Norley, and on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/CarrieNorley1, or Carrie Kaplan Norley is my official name there. Please come and connect with me on social media and say hello. I love hearing from my listeners. And thank you so much for your support. I'm so excited to help you bring in the new wealth.